Welcome to Burned Out Much? The podcast that teaches you how to manage your stress, overcome burnout, and kick major booty in work that you absolutely adore, all with way less hustle and stress. And now, here's your host, burnout expert, unabashed dog mom, and professional life coach, Stacey Mitchell.
Hello, my lovely listeners. I'm super excited to be recording this today. I know I've taken a little break, and really just because I want to make sure I am giving you the best content that I can. And sometimes taking a break is really what creates that best content for all of you. And this idea, the episode idea today, came to me after a couple of weeks of just pure struggle in my coaching business. And I just really thought it could help those of you who are entrepreneurs, and especially those of you who have jobs and then have businesses on the side, which I think so many people do today. So as most of you know, I still work full time. I talk about it a lot because I think that so many coaches and entrepreneurs, it's like there's something against that, right? They act like there's some kind of shame in doing that. But honestly, there is zero shame for me. In fact, I'm really proud of it. I've managed my mind well enough to do both and to do both successfully, which is pretty awesome when you think about it. But I think so many entrepreneurs with jobs are made to feel shame. And there's this idea that if you still have a job, you're not successful yet, which no, that is not true. That's wrong. So I would say if you set a goal in your mind that you won't really be successful until you quit your job, you're probably going to make yourself so miserable in both your job and your business that you're going to quit. And it's probably going to, if you don't quit, it's probably going to slow down your growth. So those of you who know me well also know that I call myself a woo-woo realist, and I don't say that to say anything negative about woo-woo. I love magic, and I love the law of attraction, and I love, you know, going after your dreams. But I also live in a world where I have to pay my rent, and I have to pay for root canals and for crowns that cost $3,000 with insurance, I might add. And I don't know about all of you, you know, in my audience, but I can't eat affirmations and mantras, right? And I really enjoy eating. So there's nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong with having a job while you're building your business. And please don't believe anyone out there who tells you that there is. And in fact, I think it's one of the smartest things you can do to have regular income as a foundation while you're building your business and creating a sustainable income in your business. Because really and truly, there's nothing worse than someone who is desperate for money. I don't want to work with a business that's desperate for money. It just doesn't feel good. But you know, sometimes I forget why I've built my business in the first place. And the number one reason for me is freedom. It's my freedom and my client's freedom. It's the ability to create something I love and that my clients love too. It's the ability to create new income streams while allowing my clients to break out of a cycle of burnout that is far too easy to fall into in our culture. I'm allowed to create whatever I want in my business, and help as many people I want to, and that to me is the real reason for all of it. And it really connects with a deeper purpose. But it's easy to forget. It's easy to forget when business coaches are droning on and on about their six-figure launches and how easy it is. And they can teach you how to do exactly the same, and it's super quick. Or when they tell me that, you know, I'm doing it all wrong, that I give away too much, or I give away too little, or I'm too nice, or I send too many or too little emails, right? Or that if I just follow their four-step formula, I'd have more clients in my DMs that I could even know what to do with. And for those of you who are building businesses out there, and while you're building businesses while working, I'm sure that there have been moments when you're just desperate for a roadmap to follow. You know, when it feels really hard, and when you wonder if it's all really worth it. And to build a sustainable business, I believe it does take time. And sure, there are businesses out there that, you know, they grow super fast. But also, I want to ask you, at what cost? Are they slaving away late at night and every weekend? Are they taking on clients they really don't even like because they just want the money and they want the growth? Are they being authentic? And are they selling their products ethically? I'll tell you, I have watched a few service providers in my day hustle really hard to grow. And usually they were hustling really hard so that they could quit their jobs, right? All while losing their hair, while losing sleep, while gaining weight, and while burning out big time. And that kind of success is not the kind of success I want for myself or for any of you. And I don't know about you, but I would rather grow a business I am really proud of that legitimately helps people than have a six-figure launch that feels out of integrity. Which, by the way, I am in no way saying that a six-figure launch with integrity isn't possible. It totally is. I would just say that there are so many people that want you to believe that it's easy or that there's something wrong with you if you're not making that happen yet. And that's just not true. I've been making a lot of discoveries in my own business and learning how to have fun while growing. And I just wanted to be able to share with you some of my greatest lessons in growing a business while working full-time and without burning out. So the first lesson I want to share is this. This is a good one. There is no formula you have to follow to be successful. Everybody on the internet is going to want to tell you different. They're going to say that they have the secret to making hundreds of thousands far faster than you could ever imagine, and with just a little bit of effort. That is total BS. I have taken a lot of courses. I've had several coaches. And by the way, they've been great. But my biggest takeaway is that building a successful business is hard, messy work. It takes a lot of failures to get it right. And what works incredibly well for one person can be a total flop for another. And it's because you're unique. Your clients are unique, and there is literally no way you can follow a formula and get the same result as someone else. Now, this isn't to say that you shouldn't invest in your business, that you shouldn't learn. I would not be where I am today if I hadn't invested in courses and in coaches. Knowing how to market yourself and what you do is super important. Clear messaging is important. Knowing what problem you solve is important. But that doesn't mean that there won't be a whole lot of failures on the road to your success. And in all honesty, above anything else, I really think you need a mindset coach to get you through that. And, you know, I have a few clients who decided to go into entrepreneurship, or they were already in, you know, entrepreneurship while working with me. And I think it's very popular when you're burned out on your career to do so. And clearly I love it because I am an entrepreneur and I love coaching clients through, you know, what kind of entrepreneur they want to be and how to strengthen their minds to go through it, because it is really, it's hard work. So if you have very little to invest, I do recommend getting your mind right first, because I think it will really take you the furthest when it gets hard. The second lesson to avoiding burnout while growing a business is to use social media strategically. So full disclosure, a couple of weeks ago, I was helping a client to put some restrictions on her phone to avoid the overuse of a certain app. And while I was doing this, I had the complete and utter shock, seriously shock, of realizing that I had spent a little over 3 hours on Instagram that day. And it was only about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And those of you who follow me on Instagram know that I post throughout the day to my stories. And sometimes it's just on live. Many times it's on my dog. Sometimes it's mini trainings or new offers. But honestly, I never thought I was wasting that much time on there. And that's really what I was doing. I was wasting time. You know, it maybe takes me an hour a day to engage with followers and post my content and keep people engaged. But what I was doing was numbing out and getting sucked into how I wasn't good enough. I was watching all of these people be like, look how great my business is, or this is the secret, like I just talked about. And that is not how I want to spend my time. And you know what? It feels like I'm doing something, right? But I was not doing anything. I wasn't doing anything strategic. And since then, I've put my own restrictions where I can't spend more than an hour a day on Instagram. Because, as I said, it felt like being on Instagram for 3 hours was work. Like I was doing something. Like I was doing something for my business. Like I was working so hard on my business. But what I was really doing was consuming more, and I was not creating value. Well, I wasn't creating my own value for my own business. I was just consuming and consuming and consuming, and that was not really doing anything for me or for my clients for that matter. And all this to say, I want you to be super careful of where you're accidentally giving away your energy. Because after putting that restriction in, I've been way more productive, and honestly, I've felt a lot better too. There is a lot of research out there that social media can increase depression and anxiety, and not to mention that it completely overwhelms your brain with information. It is way too much information, and you just don't need to spend that much time on it. Your clients do not expect you to respond in 30 seconds. And honestly, if they expect that, you do not want them as your clients, right? You just don't. Don't fall into the social media trap. My third lesson is to keep regular business hours. When you love your business, like I do, it is very easy to fall into the trap of spending all of your spare time on it. You find yourself setting out to do one thing on a Saturday morning, and then you end up walking away in a stupor after doing all the things until it's time for dinner. And you're like, wait, where did my day go? I highly recommend figuring out what you want your schedule to look like and being really strategic with how you spend those hours each week. Think about how much time you have to keep, you know, the marketing and admin side of your business going. How much time do you need for that? How much time does that leave for clients? Be realistic about your life when you do this. Do you have other commitments? What about giving yourself time to watch Netflix or read or hang out with friends or just take a nap, right? What about having enough time to sleep enough every night? There are way too many people out there telling all of you and me to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning because you have time. No, I'm not getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not doing it. It's not worth it. Your sleep is more important. If you want to grow enough to reach your goals, you have to make it sustainable long term. So many people will tell you to hustle and to push through, but I think that's why so many people give up. It's just not a sustainable way to live your life. It's important to grow in a way that feels good, which means allowing time for fun and rest along the way. And I think so many side hustlers fall into this trap of like, well, when I can quit my job, I'll slow down. But you've already built the business by that point. You have built a model. And if you want a regular, normal schedule, if and when you want to quit your job, you don't want to be hustling like a maniac, you know, while you still have your job. It's not the model you want. My fourth lesson is to price strategically, realistically, and ethically. This is a really hard one. It's sort of like Goldilocks, you know? You don't want to charge too much or too little for your services and for your value. And a big mistake I see new business owners make is to do one or the other of those. You either just want clients and you'll do anything to get them, including charging next to nothing, or you go completely the other way and charge the big bucks right away. And I think we all know those coaches who have been around for 6 months and are suddenly charging like $10,000 for their one-on-one coaching. And you have to find a balance. Part of this is knowing the value of your services. How big of a problem are you solving for people? And are you for sure you can solve them? Do you know for sure? Those two pieces are so important. If you're worried about whether you can solve your client's problems, as in you've never helped anyone else before with it, you shouldn't be charging the really big bucks yet. Period. That's ethical pricing. If you have years of experience helping people with that problem, you can charge more because you absolutely know that you can help them. It's just the right thing to do, when you're calculating your pricing. And also don't forget that you need to calculate for your admin time and your marketing time and all the education and experience you've had prior to starting your business. Just as an example, I came to coaching after 7 years of career coaching professionally. I also have a master's degree in counseling and a bachelor's degree in psychology. I didn't just roll out of nowhere and promise results and charge a ton of money. And even in the beginning, with that amount of experience, I still knew that I needed to create social proof and a following before I could charge, you know, a whole lot of money for what I do. That is just good business. My fifth lesson is to make it fun. I mean, doesn't it make sense to grow a business you end up hating? I mean, I don't think so, right? It's not fun at all. Think of products or marketing or really anything with your business that would make it super fun for you. Why does it all have to be so serious? I think it's really easy to get sucked into the struggle of growing a new business. It can feel like the business is taking so much and really just not giving you much back. But the best thing about it is that you have the power to make it whatever you want. You don't have to follow the rules. You can make it fun for you. And honestly, why not? You want something you're excited to work on, not something you dread putting your time and energy into. The sixth lesson I want to cover, know that your business will ebb and flow. And what I mean by this is that your business is going to have periods of growth. You'll gain followers, you'll gain a lot of traction, you'll gain new clients, and it's going to feel amazing. And then you're going to have periods of slowness. And you'll wonder what you're doing wrong and why no one cares anymore. And you'll be like, what is wrong? What am I doing wrong? But that is a totally normal part of the process of building a business. Nothing has gone wrong. You know, potential clients can lose interest during the summer months or over holidays. And you can lose steam too, where you just need a little break. And when I say a break, I don't mean that you quit for 2 months. I mean that you take a few days off and then you get back into it. Just prepare yourself now for this, and it won't feel so hard when it happens. This is the nature of almost everything. Practically nothing in the universe grows and grows and grows and grows and grows and grows without some periods of rest. Trust in the process and use those slow periods as a time to reflect, recharge, strategize, and just clean some stuff up. Because business gets messy and we need those slow periods. My final lesson and the most important lesson is to know your deeper why. Why did you start this business in the first place? What's your bigger picture mission? And I want to warn you, please don't make your deeper why escaping your job. It's so much pressure. And as I mentioned earlier, it's likely to cause some huge resentment towards your job, but also towards your business. And you don't have to be miserable in your job to grow in your side business. It is not a requirement. And honestly, when you think you have your answer here, when you think that you've gotten to it, like your deeper why, I want you to dig a little deeper. Many clients think they want to make a lot of money, but what they really want is freedom. Take a good look at what you really want. Ask yourself over and over, what do I really want from this business? And then make sure you're actually getting it. So many clients want freedom and then end up building businesses that don't allow for freedom at all. They have nightmare clients. They feel tethered to their laptops. Ugh, it's just not a fun existence. And that's really why your deeper why is so important. It's the ultimate guidepost for making decisions related to your business. Does it get you closer to your deeper why or further away? To summarize, these are my top 7 lessons for avoiding burnout while building your side business. 1, there is no formula you have to follow to be successful. 2, use social media strategically. 3, keep regular business hours. Number four, price strategically, realistically, and ethically. Number five, make it fun. Number six, know your business will ebb and flow. Number seven, know your deeper why. I really, really hope that you all found this episode helpful. And if you did, I would love if you would leave me a review on iTunes and share this with your friends. I'm giving away a $50 gift card to the store of your choice for anyone who reviews before August 31st, and I will be selecting a winner from all of the people who submit before August 31st. Just send me a screenshot of your review to stacy@stacymitchell.com to enter. And in case you want more, I'd love to have you join me in my free Facebook group, Burned Out Much. I may be a little biased, but I think I have some of the best people in the world in my group, and I really haven't found another group like it. I'll link it in the show notes if you'd like to join. I hope everyone listening is doing well and staying safe and healthy. Bye, friends.
If you love this podcast and want more, you have to check out Stacy's Burned Out Much Facebook community, where she shares more tips, training, and free coaching opportunities. Learn more over at stacymitchell.com/group. And don't forget to review, subscribe, and share with a friend.